Forager uncovers truffles for high-end restaurants. This is a fun one. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from a Connecticut forager who hunts down expensive truffles and herbal delicacies, herbal if you prefer, for high-end restaurants in the area. So welcome back, first of all, to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. In this episode, it is part of a weekly feature, comes out every Monday, called Your First $1,000. We kind of break down how somebody gets going, where the point of origin is for their idea, what are the steps they take to make that idea a reality. And I love focusing on this specific dollar amount because this is the point in which you can then grow your business. And it can be difficult to make $1,000, but then if you can make $1,000, it's not that much more difficult, or it's not 10 times more difficult to make $10,000. It's not 100 times more difficult to make $100,000. So you really just need to find a proven business model. And I want to help our listeners do that. We've got lots of listeners out there all over the world who are starting side hustles, small businesses, just want to do more of what's important to them, but hopefully get paid for it. And it's my job to give you lots of different examples in the form of case studies, stories, questions, and such. So let's hear today from Evelyn in Connecticut. As mentioned, she is a forager. Well, she is an environmental consultant by day, but this side hustle, I forget exactly how much it's making. I think it's up to like $70,000 a year or something now. Of course, we're going to look at the origin of it. So let's hear the story from her. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
My side hustle is supplying some of the most prestigious restaurants in New York City and Boston with wild truffles and herbs. I'm an environmental consultant by day and the founder of Wild Harvest Provisions by night. My journey began 5 years ago during a dinner at a high-end restaurant in Manhattan. The chef mentioned his struggle to source genuine, locally foraged ingredients. Having grown up in rural Connecticut, I knew our forests were teeming with culinary treasures. I offered to send him some wild ramps I knew were in season. He was skeptical, but agreed. 2 weeks later, I was driving back to the city with a cooler full of pristine ramps. The chef was ecstatic and immediately placed an order. Before much longer, I was fielding calls from top-tier restaurants in New York and Boston, all eager for a taste of the wild. I spent $2,000 on proper foraging equipment, high-quality baskets, specialized knives, and a commercial-grade dehydrator for preserving herbs. I also took a mycology course to expand my knowledge of wild mushrooms, particularly the elusive and valuable truffles. In terms of pricing, I started by charging $30 per pound for common items like ramps and $200 per pound for rare mushrooms. However, I quickly realized the value of my expertise and adjusted my prices. Now, rare truffles can fetch up to $800 per pound, while a carefully curated chef's choice box of seasonal wild herbs and mushrooms goes for $300. These restaurants aren't cheap after all. My first year, I made $15,000 from spring and summer foraging alone, but autumn brought a harsh lesson when I misidentified a mushroom variety. Thankfully, my rigorous triple-checking process caught the mistake before any shipments went out, but it was a wake-up call. I now collaborate with a botanist to verify any new species I encounter. Marketing has been almost entirely word of mouth. Chefs are my best advertisers, often mentioning my service in interviews or on their menus. I've also started hosting foraging consultations for chefs, which has become a great way to build relationships. The biggest challenge is the seasonal nature of the business. Spring and autumn are incredibly busy, while winter is almost dead except for the occasional truffle hunt. But that's okay, because I'm pretty busy with my day job. Last year, Wild Harvest Provisions grossed $78,000. It's a significant jump from year one, but it comes with increased demands. I now spend almost every weekend from March to November in the woods, and I've had to become an expert in logistics to ensure my delicate harvests reach restaurants in peak condition. Looking ahead, I'm exploring partnerships with artisanal food producers to create value-added products like truffle-infused oils and wild herb blends. I'm also considering hiring an assistant to help manage orders and deliveries during peak seasons. As farm to table evolves into forest to fork, I find myself thinking, Who knew that a walk in the woods could lead to all this? Thanks for letting me share my story.
Evelyn, thank you so much for sharing this story. I don't think we have featured a forager in all 2,800 episodes of Side Hustle School. I could be mistaken, but I don't think so, at least not this kind of case study. So it's always fun to hear new ideas, new stories. There's just so many things you can do to make money and also do something fun. So I love it when those things come together. Again, thanks to Evelyn for telling us about her first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Even if you don't want to go out and become a mushroom forager, there is something you can do. Everyone's an expert at something. There is a way you can monetize that knowledge or skill or experience in a way that's helpful to others and, of course, profitable to you. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Resources for you there, all free. Everything about the podcast is free. In fact, all 2,851 episodes and counting. New one comes out every day, including tomorrow. That's all for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.